illness. All illness produces an emotional state and a psychological state. So to avoid sadness, you eat food, but in turn it causes sadness. The heart is associated with the small intestine, which is used on metabolizing. So if you've taken in food wrong, you're congesting the intestines and causing constipation, which will manifest these feelings of cruelty, impatience, mood swings, and of course irregular beats, which means you have an irregular lifestyle, and your thoughts will not be in sequential. And that indicates an eating disorder, which causes the mood problems, and the heart's associated with honor and joy. So again, when you combine foods improperly, it causes you to have impatience and cruelty and mood swings, and then you eat food to medicate yourself from the damage you caused by the wrong combination, and that causes the mood swings. And to avoid mood swings, you eat more food, so you're in a cycle where you're chasing your own tail. Now, the kidney is trying to deal with four times more cellular waste, four times more waste than the liver does. So when the kidneys are flushing out and distinguish between the healthy blood cells and the cells that are not healthy, you know, making a choice for you, and you get it all sluggish with a whole lot of sludge from the wrong food combination, it causes anguish and fear and indicates unresolved issues. So when you have unresolved issues or problems in your life, you will cause your kidney emotionally to become diseased. Then the liver causes depression. Each organ is associated with a state of consciousness and a mood. So when you're eating a lot of chemicals such as bleached white flour, white sugar, or drugs, they traumatize the liver and causes depression and cause your energy to be unstable, because the liver feeds the brain and helps you keep a steady energy state. So when you feel depressed, you eat, and then that constipation causes more depression, and then you're back into it. So you have to be aware that these feelings are associated with food. Now I'm going to take you through breakfast. Here we are eating breakfast, right?